Limiting thoughts are a disguised form of negation. They are a way that I say no to life while pretending that life is saying no to me. Limitations are plausible self-deceptions. They are prefabricated excuses for every failure to be what I want to be and do what I want to do. No one blames me for being held back by all of the limitations that I have adopted. Limitations are a subtle form of negativity that is socially acceptable. They don't have a bad sound or smell. It even has the appearance of maturity to not struggle with reality and to accept the limitations that appear to be present in the world. When I face a challenge, I write a script of limitations and possibilities based upon my beliefs about myself. Inside my mind is a personalized collection of limiting beliefs that tell me everything I cannot do. My limiting beliefs create confusion, and it's easy to attribute my limitations to my world rather than to myself. There is no reason to place limits on any worthwhile objective before I try to make it happen. Limiting beliefs are a choice, and I choose to not have any. What would you do if your dreams were possible, and how would you act if you could not fail? When you answer those two questions, you'll know exactly what you need to do to make your dreams come true. If my dreams were possible and if I could not fail, here is what I would do. Number one, I would sail around the world on my sailboat. Number two, I would drive around the world in my Land Rover Defenders. Number three, I would publish all five of my books on positive thinking. Number four, I would establish a positive web ring that reaches its arms around the world. Number five, I would create positive podcasts that spread a message of hope. The podcasts that focused on how to create a positive mind would be found on positivethinkingradio.com. The podcasts that focused on the most powerful and most positive force in the universe, which is God's love, would be found on positivechristianradio.com. Number six, I would create a positive graphics website that has inspirational messages attached to original photography from my travels around the world. Number seven, I would create a website full of positive self-talk that people could use to push their mind in a positive direction, and I would call that website Maximum Strength Positive Thinking. Number eight, I would write a book that shows people how to overcome depression, and I would call that book Zero Tolerance to Negative Thinking. It would show people how to eliminate their twisted thinking and distorted emotions, and it would take them to the next level where there is no limit to how good their life can become. Number nine, I would write a book that shows people how to connect with God's love, and I would call that book Real Power Maxing Out on God's Love. People would learn that God loves and accepts them the way they are, but He loves them too much to let them stay that way. He loves them from the top of their head to the tip of their toes. His love changes the way they think and feel and makes them into new people. Number 10, I would write a book of positive self-talk called Maximum Strength Positive Thinking. I would teach people what to say when they talk to their mind and what to say when their mind talked to them. I would show them how to change who they are by changing what they say when they talk to their mind. That's exactly what I would do if I believed my dreams were possible. That's exactly what I would do if I believed that I could not fail.